people here. It's great. It's good. And I normally see the smiling faces of the... But even the people at the back have got smiles as well. It's very good. So now I know whether you're at church or not, okay? Just so you know, I can actually see whether you were there or not. So make sure you're there, because now I know. Before, you could have got away with it, but you can't now. I can actually see. So praise God. Still getting used to these glasses. So if I'm doing this, I'm not exercising. I just can't see what I'm doing. So we'll just see how we go. All right, praise God. Well, we're coming to that time of year where we, it's the summer season, well, except for today, but it's been pretty warm, as you know, and it's a time when people start having lots of barbecues and things, and we love having barbecues. I love having, we've got a barbecue that was in the house, built in when we came, it was wonderful. And but one of the things I don't like about the barbecue is having to light the stupid thing. Now, it's good if you go to a park these days. You just push a button and bang, the thing ignites and you're fantastic. But we've got matches and I'm trying to light the stupid barbecue. And every time I get the match, like, it's totally still. You know, no breeze, nothing. The minute I strike the match, poof, the wind comes from nowhere. And I'm there, and about three quarters of a box of matches later, finally, I've got this barbecue lit. And sometimes when we look at our life, sometimes we have winds of adversity that's come across our life. I want to continue on with our theme of on fire. I want to talk about winds of adversity, because sometimes when we look at our life, we feel a little bit like that. We've got the light of our life, and maybe, you know, there's an old song about a candle and a wind, that sometimes we feel that we've got that light shining, but then the wind suddenly comes. And the wind comes from anywhere. Like, I was trying to light this thing the other day. I was actually trying to just melt off the end of a nylon rope that had become tattered. I was doing something and no wind at all. And I'm desperately trying to shield this thing and trying to light. Every time, no, it would blow out. Sometimes we can feel like that in our life, that the things of the winds of adversity that come against us, and we can feel at times that we're really struggling, that the winds that come against us are going to blow us out, they're going to snuff out the life that we have. And the same as wind can come from any direction. You know, there's a prevailing wind that comes for the day. You know, you look at the forecast, I'll tell you it's a southwester, it's going to be 15 to 25 knots, and then it'll swing around in the afternoon and they'll tell you where it's coming from. But you have swirls, and life is a little bit like that. We think that the things of life are heading in direction, but sometimes the winds of adversity can come from some direction and suddenly hit us, and then we feel like our light that is burning, our fire, could actually even be blown out by the wind that comes against us, the circumstances of life. Hands up if you've gone through any problems in your life. If you haven't got your hand up, your problem is honesty. Okay, we have all had problems in our lives. We all go through many, many things in our lives. And there are some things that just, yep, okay, flat tire, okay, inconvenient, you can handle it. But some things that happen which hit us really hard. And it's like this wind that comes and you feel like you're this little wind, little light, this little candle, and the wind of adversity, the struggle, the situation, the problem that's upon our heart comes against us and it blows on us and we feel like we are actually going to get extinguished by that. And I really want to talk about that today, that when we're going through struggles in life, and maybe that we can see things a little bit differently, because we can have a mindset that when we start to come under that, when we really feel that, fear can begin to rise up in people's hearts. There's an interesting scripture. We all know the scripture about let your light shine. You know, a city on a hill cannot be hid. But just want to read Matthew 5:15. This is part of a scripture that we all would know, I would think most of us would know fairly well, about letting our little light shine, and city on a hill can't be hid, but it can't be hidden. It says Matthew 5:15, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Now, it seems like a really strange thing to say, saying neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Why on earth would anybody ever think of doing that? Now, when they're talking about a lamp, the word is actually candle. The Greek word actually is candle. The word is actually, no one actually lights a candle. And you lit your candle, you got your little candle burning away, and then you're going to stick it under a bowl. Why would you even consider doing that? It's a bit crazy, isn't it, to do that? But the reason why is that the Bible even uses this analogy, because we actually do some silly things like that too. that what happens is that when we can feel those winds of adversity blowing against us, we feel those things coming against us, the temptation can be is for fear, to allow fear to enter in. When things aren't going our way, when things happen, we've got to be really, really careful, because fear is always ready, waiting to jump into your circumstance, into your situation. Now, we know God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. But fear can jump in when the wind is going, because you're afraid now. Oh no, this situation, this problem will come. Is it going to blow out my candle? Is it going to overwhelm me? Is it going to destroy me? Is it going to extinguish that very light, the fire of God that is within my heart? And some of us, when we're feeling those winds, what we do is we're out of fear, and at a fear response is that we actually cover that over. Now, in a physical sense, it makes sense. If you're trying to light a candle out, light a match outside, we automatically, instinctively shield that, don't we? Because we don't want it to blow out. But what we can do is the fire of God within our own heart, the whole passion in our heart for the things of God, is that we can go into a siege kind of mentality. We can go into a defensive kind of mode, that when the fire, the adversity comes upon us, and we actually do that, we actually will cover over that light, that candle. And the Bible says, well, people don't do that, but unfortunately we do. It's saying don't do that. It's saying don't have that tendency. Rather, actually have your candle up on a lampstand, or on a candle stand, and so on a candlestick. And that means that actually you're pretty vulnerable when you're right out there, aren't you? A little candle that's sort of hidden away here. It's saying, no, Christians, we don't live our lives like that. We don't live our lives defensively in fear of what may come upon our lives, or if things are struggles in area, we don't actually shield it. In fact, the challenge for us is, despite the wind, despite the adversity, despite the situations of our life, is to have our flame up on the candlestick up high. And wherever the wind may come, but we're going to shine the light. That is the heart attitude that scripture really is talking about. Whatever the direction of the wind, whatever adversity, whatever happens, whatever hits us, whatever comes against us, we are not going to go into fear mode. And it really distresses me when I talk to people who they're going through a hard time, and then fear just raises up in their heart. Not faith, but fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear will rise up, and we've got to resist that. We would not have a spirit of fear. We say, no, I'm not going to be one that is going to try to go to security. I'm not going to go into safety mode. I'm not going to withdraw. Some people really want to play it safe, and so they will withdraw. How many people, when they're going through a tough time, you find that they withdraw? They bunker down. They lock themselves in their home. You never see them. You never hear of them because of fear. I can't go out there because I'm going through this tough time. I can't let my light shine because I'm going through this tough time. I can't let that little fire there because of the winds, you know, and I'm just feeling overwhelmed. We've got to be so careful that we don't hunker down in fear. But really the challenge is in the midst of adversity and the struggle, when the winds are against us, to say, no, Lord, I'm actually going to consciously, despite what is happening, Lord, I'm going to let this light of mine, Lord, I'm going to have it up in the candlestick, irrespective of whatever the wind is doing, Lord, because, Lord, that fire is rooted in you, Lord. That fire actually comes from you. And it's not going to be extinguished. There's a promise in Matthew 12:20. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. But our mindset needs to be that when we're going through the tough time, when the adversity, our natural fight or flight response is, a lot of us just want to hide. We just want to run away from things and run away from it. But that's not the mentality that the Lord wants us to have. That we're not to be ones that fear when things go wrong in our life. Not to be afraid of adversity, not be afraid of the difficulty, because it's going to actually happen to us. You're going to go through things. All of us have. Those who put your hand up or don't put your hand up, made no difference. We've all been through stuff, and you will go through stuff. Not promising doom and gloom, but I'm just telling you, you're living in a sinful world, and things will happen to you because of the sin of mankind, because of the wrong heart of men, and because there's a wicked one as an adversary. So the things will go wrong in our life. But please just be very careful about crediting the devil for everything that happens in your life. You know, like I had people say to me, you know, oh, you know, with my foot, you know, it's healing up, praise God, and it's doing really well. Oh, the devil's had a go at you. No, no, he didn't. I was running, maybe I shouldn't have been, put my foot in a hole, which I probably shouldn't have done, and my whole body should have gone rather than the foot staying behind and the rest of the body going. It wasn't the devil, okay? And be very careful of that. People glorify the devil on every opportunity. Out of their mouth, the confession is about the devil. Look, the devil doesn't get really any airplay out of my mouth other than you be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm not giving him airplay. I'm not going to give him any glory. I'm not going to give him credit. And if the devil has a crack at you, you tell him where to go. You tell him, you resist him in the name of Jesus Christ, he must flee. But be very careful of that, that every time the wind, oh, it's the devil. Sometimes it's not, you know, sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's our own ignorance, our own stupidity. Sometimes, yes, it's the sinful hearts of others and whatever it is. But just be careful about that. But really, ultimately, our heart is that we're ones that when the winds are flowing against us, that we're not just surviving. And look, whenever you go through anything in your life, God does not want you to be a survivor. He wants you to be an overcomer. He wants you to be victorious in every situation that you see. And really, a lot of it depends upon our attitude and understanding of who God is and what God is doing in the circumstance. Because quite often we will look in fear. Some people want to glorify the devil. Some people want to retreat in fear and put their whole life under this little thing because I'm worried that this last little bit of me is going to get blown out. And we don't understand is no, we're not supposed to do that. Wherever the wind comes and I'm put up on a candlestick and my light is going to shine, and that's the heart that we want to have. One of the things that help us do that is knowing that the wind is actually not going to blow out your flame. The fire in you, okay, that's out of your own relationship with God. When we give our heart to God, there's a fire that's ignited in our spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in and dwells within us at the moment that we give our life to Christ. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us. Later we'd have the empowering and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, but we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit when we become a Christian, when we give our life. And there's a fire that's ignited within us. And it is up to us to tend that fire. It's up to us to stoke that fire. It's up to us to fan it into the flame, as Paul said to Timothy. But that fire, the intensity of that fire, has got nothing to do with the winds that are blowing around us in terms of whether it's going to be burning or not. Whether our flame is burning or not depends on us. It doesn't depend on anyone else. Because it's very easy to blame that, isn't it? That's a cop-out, isn't it? Oh, I was going through really hard times, so I've walked away from the things of God. I'm not really so full on in the things of God because that's a cop-out excuse. We're responsible for our own walk with God. We can never blame anyone else. We can't give excuses for that. We're always responsible for our own relationship. We've got to see that there's something about that when the winds of adversity, when you're going through something, it's not actually, even if the devil was involved, and certainly the devil does oppose us, but he has no authority and we're never afraid of anything that he'd ever try to do. But we've got to change our mindset that the adversity, the difficulty that we go through is not going to be something that's going to diminish me. It's not actually going to wear me down. It's never going to snuff me. It's never going to defeat me. Paul says, you know, he gives a list of all the things, you know, that we're perplexed, but we're not despairing. We go through all of these things that he goes through, a whole lot of emotions that Paul describes. And so we've got to understand that it's not going to be extinguished, but more than that, we've got to understand actually God will actually turn this around. God's actually going to do something with the intensity of that. You may feel, I'm standing against the hurricane here. It's all right for you. You might just have a little breeze. I've got the hurricane. Well, I tell you, we've all been through the hurricane in one form or another at some stage. Some of you are going through that now, and you're not going to be overcome by it. I want to reassure you of that. But see, rather than seeing it as something that's going to diminish us or damage us, it's going to put it out, see it as something saying, Lord, in the midst of this, this is actually going to be something you're going to fan this fire even more. I'm not going to be snuffed by this flame, by this wind. In fact, what's going to happen is I'm actually going to grow in this. In fact, I'm going to be more intensity. It's interesting, isn't it? Because if you really do want to, if you do a little campfire and you want to get the fire going, what do you do to it? You blow on it, don't you? Well, some of you throw petrol on, which is very dangerous. Don't do that. But you blow on it, don't you? You oxygenate it to see the thing going. And we've got to see that when you're going through something, it's not going to win, by the way. It won't win. Christ is the victor. It's not going to blow out the flame. And the circumstances, never use the circumstances of your life as an excuse. Everyone has circumstances. Everyone has problems. They're all different and we're all different. But always remember that if my heart is good and I haven't let fear in, never let fear in, then God will do something through that. Let's have a look at Romans 5, 3 to 5. It says this. Not only so, this is what Paul is saying, but we also glory in our sufferings. Amen? How many of you glory in your sufferings? Thank you for this win, God, because out of this, I'm going to burn with such an intensity. I'm going to burn so much brighter. Is that you? Or is it quick? Where's the bowl? I'm covering my light. I'm going through a hard time. What is our heart? What is our heart like? Not only so, but also we glory in our sufferings. And this is why. This is why. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And so there's something happening. And it really depends on our mindset. If our mindset is, well, Lord, I feel the wind, and we don't deny the wind. Is there? No, there's no wind. What wind? Did you hear a wind? No, you're going through the wind. The wind is there. The reality of there. You don't have to deny. Being a Christian and full of faith is never about denying realities. It's looking the reality in the face and say that Jesus is my Lord and he's my Savior. Abraham, even though it was just dead in terms of physically, in terms of being able to have a family, he never unwavered in his faith. It says he faced the fact. You know, at his age, not a good time to start a family. But he never wavered in his faith. And so you face facts, but you never waver in your faith. Because there's something God is doing that. Sometimes fear comes in and we miss the very thing. Don't let fear come in. Fear is always ready to jump in. Don't give license to fear. Don't give license to fear. Know that you're loved of God. Perfect love casts out all fear. Never give license to fear. And James says it like this. This is what James says. Says, consider it pure joy. Wow. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Now, some of us look at that and say, come on, get real. You know, is that real? It is real. This is what it says. Consider it a pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Why would I be happy? Because I feel the wind? Because it's isn't it nice when I don't have any wind? Yeah, it feels pretty good. Why would I consider it joy? Well, I wouldn't consider it joy if my instinct is fear. If my go-to place is fear. If it's gloom and doom and defeat. If that's my go-to place, I'm not going to consider it pure joy. I'm going to say that's nuts. That's not even rational. How can that be? Because if fear gets in, then that's the last thought that you're going to do is think, well, praise God. But it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Here it's again. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Who wants to be mature and complete, not lacking anything? Praise God. I'm putting my hand up because I don't want any more wind for the moment. That's okay. Got enough winds. Yep, that's good. It says, consider it pure joy. Now, as I said, it's whether you're fearful. If fear comes in every time you face a situation, you think, oh no, woe is me. The devil's winning. Where are you, God? You know, if fear comes in, you think, oh no, my life is getting destroyed. Woe is me. Lord, take me now. Deliver me. If fear dominates our thinking, we're not going to have any joy in that at all. But it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, and there's many different things that we face, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let it do its work. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't start, quick, where's the bowl, and want to hide in fear and withdraw and disconnect yourself and whatever else that people want to do. It says, because you know, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. People who grow into spiritual maturity are ones who, when the wind comes, they don't jump into fear. They jump into faith. They say, Lord, I don't necessarily like this wind. I don't necessarily like what's happening. So you don't have to say, Lord, thank you, Lord, that this bad thing is happening. I don't rejoice in the bad thing, but I rejoice in the outcome. I rejoice in, Lord, I don't understand this, and I don't. It's not good for Lord. It hurts. It's unpleasant. It's difficult at the time. But something deeper in that says, Lord, but even in the middle of all this, Lord, that you are doing something. And so, Lord, I'm going to keep that light there because, Lord, you're doing something within me. You're changing me, Lord, with ever-increasing glory. You're making me more and more like you. And so, Lord, I'm not afraid in this situation. And, Lord, the joy that I find is in the knowing. It's the knowing that you're doing something in me through this. It's not, you're not happy that the bad thing happened. I'm not stupid. But I'm happy that within that context, that God is doing something deep within my heart. And that's what James is saying to us, that we make our struggles more determined to seek the Lord. And we say, Lord, I'm going to seek you and I'm going to love you. Whatever the wind may bring, Lord, I'm going to honor you and I'm going to lift you up. And I'm not going to give way to fear. Don't give way to fear. Don't let fear be a part of your life. You just say, fear, God, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. You know that love is upon you. Like perfect love casts out all fear. And so we don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be fearful. We know that we are loved. And so that we allow our struggle to cause us to even burn brighter. But the other thing, and as we know, we're coming into the bushfire season. And they had one in New South Wales not that long ago. And coming into the next few months, I don't know what it's supposed to be like, whether they're saying there's going to be lots of bushfires or not, I don't know. But there's something about it, is that when the fire comes and when it's fanning on those flames, the thing they talk about is embers are being released, little ember attack, where embers get caught up by the fire, and those little embers come down, and those little embers, they come down and they land down, and wherever they land, they ignite another little fire. And see, that's the other amazing thing that can happen as we have the winds of adversity, if we stand strong in the things of God, is that there's actually little embers can be released from our life. People look at you, and they do, in your workplace. Even if they don't talk to you, even if they think, you know, you're the nut loony Christian, whatever they think, they're watching you. And they know that you go through the same stuff that they go through. They know you go through problems. We all go through problems. Being a Christian is not an immunity pass against problems. We still live in a sinful world. The difference is you have Christ within you. You have the power of heaven behind you. And you have victory assured in Jesus Christ, which is so much more powerful than living in the unknown and the struggle of life. And so we praise God for everything that we have in them. But when people are watching us, if they see the way that you are in the midst of adversity, the wind comes. I just want to tell you that you can release a little ember can flow out of your life. A little ember just gets blown off by the wind, and that can actually come down, and it can come down, and it can land in somebody's heart. It ignites something. Because they know the stuff that they're going through, and they may see some of the stuff they're going through. They've got the same lunatic boss who treats them like dirt, treats you like dirt, treats everyone like dirt. We've got to pray for that boss. There's something wrong in his life. He needs Jesus. But that other colleague, that other workmate, neighbor, friend, whoever it is, our prayer is that in that, the witness of our own heart and life is going to spark something in them. But if we withdraw and we hunker down and we put a little ball over it, that's not going to happen because we've retreated in our life, because people will do that. And if we're going to be ones who are going to know, despite the wind, I'm going to have my flame up there. There's an opportunity there for that little ember to be released from our life that's going to come off and touch that person. He's going to look at the witness of your life. And so how we are in the midst of adversity is very important. It's an encouragement to people or it's a discouragement to other people. And so our heart, and we know we're none of us are perfect. We've all got weaknesses. We've all got frailties. And we're all learning and we're all growing. We know that. But our mindset is and our determination is wherever the wind blows, Lord, I'm going to have my light there. I'm going to have it burning brightly. And Lord, my prayer is through this, Lord, that I'm going to, Lord, that your work, Lord, is going to produce something in me. The character it's going to produce in me. The perseverance, Lord, and the maturity that it's going to bring in my life, Lord. I just thank you for that, Lord. And I rejoice in that because you're going to do something amazing in the middle of this storm, Lord. And Father, my prayer is, Lord, that even through this, let little embers come out of my heart, Lord, as my love for you, my faith in you, my trust in you, my hope in you. Lord, let it come out and begin to ignite some hope in people that are hopeless, because people without Christ are without hope. They don't know. You know, you think you're struggling in the midst of your wind, your adversity. You try doing that without Christ in the equation. My heart goes out to people who don't know Christ. It's hopeless for them. You know, they just hold on and do the best they can. Our heart needs to be for the people who don't know Christ, and that those things will flow out of our own hearts. So can I encourage us not to give way to fear, not to be, oh no, here comes the wind, and hunker down and put it under a bowl. Say, no, Lord, you're going to do something through this, or you're going to do something deep within me, Lord, and I'm going to have that candle of my life. And despite the wind, Lord, I'm going to stand and I'm going to let the light shine and let the things of God burn bright in my heart. And Lord, I will know that you're going to do a work, Lord. That fire in my own heart is going to burn with such a greater intensity, Lord, because of this, Lord, because of what you've done. But my prayer is too, Lord, because of this, Lord, let something come out of my life, Lord. Let that little ember come and let it touch the life of someone else who doesn't know Jesus. Stand on our feet. I want to pray for us this morning. We're going to pray. We're going to have a time of worship, and then let's just pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just honor you, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you're the faithful God. Lord, every one of us faces winds at times, but Lord, we don't necessarily cause the wind, but Lord, and we're not necessarily responsible for it, but Lord, we're always responsible for our own heart and our own response. And Father, I pray, Lord, that we would determine, Lord, we are not going to let fear in. Lord, we're not going to hide under something, Lord, that we're going to say, no, Lord, I trust in you. Father, I pray, Lord, let faith be stirred in every heart this day. Lord, that you, Lord, even in the midst of the waves of violent storm, Lord, that we're not going to be overwhelmed. We're not going to get blown out, Father. Let us know that from the beginning, Lord. No, it's not going to happen. Lord, that you're with us, Lord. You're with us, Lord. And you're going to cause that fire to burn even brighter within our heart, Father. Help us, Lord, to have the mindset, Lord, and those who struggle with fear, where fear is the response, Lord, we just see that cut off in Jesus' name. Father, let them know that they are so loved of you, Lord, and that love which casts out perfect fear is upon their heart and life. Father, Lord, I pray that for each of us in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we want to give you glory. We want to give you honor in our lives, Father. And, Lord, we want others to know about Christ. Lord, let the embers, even in the midst of the wind, the midst of that hurricane, Lord, let it come off, Lord, and let it touch another life. Lord, let someone be touched of you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Just be seated for a moment. I'm just going to give you a couple little instructions. We're just going to have a time of worshipping the Lord. But during this time, if parents, if you can please...